Kia ora, kua te reano ma te ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Labour is hitting back against accusations it is soft on law and order, with a promise of 300 new frontline police, strengthened legal protections against stalking and harassment, and a further crackdown on gang leaders and disruptive gang convoys. Announcing the policy in Hamilton this morning, leader Chris Hipkins said having communities disrupted and intimidated by gang convoys is intolerable. Labour will introduce laws to punish this behaviour and develop new ways to target gang leaders and break their international links. He says as government, Labour has already been effective in curbing the illegal profits and offending of gangs, including passing laws to give police more powers during gang conflicts. It also delivered 1,800 new police officers, the largest increase in policing numbers in history, meaning every district received extra resources. Labour's six-point plan for safer communities includes modernising stalking and harassment laws to bring them into line with overseas jurisdictions, adding an offence of stalking to the Crimes Act, if aligned with laws in Australia and the United Kingdom, could entail a penalty of between 12 months to 3 years imprisonment, with stronger penalties if the person has possession of a weapon. Middlemore Hospital staff hope warmer weather will bring relief to a long spell of winter illness. Andrew Connolly, the Chief Medical Officer for Te Whatuora County's Manukau, says the hospital outpatient and emergency departments continue to be under strain from the high volume of chest infections and other winter illnesses. He says the pandemic has created ongoing challenges and broken some of the normal seasonal patterns.
Our staffing levels are better than they were, but they're not back to where they need to be. The challenges remain. We're hoping the warmer weather does lead to reduced demand and certainly people not being as sick as they are at the moment, but it remains pretty challenging.
Dr. Andrew Connolly. One of the speakers at next week's Future of Medicine conference in Auckland wants to see more focus on prevention than cures. Louise Schofield is the co-founder of Precure, a social enterprise that encourages medical professionals to consider disease prevention and lifestyle-based treatments. She says doctors and nurses don't come into the profession to dispense pills, but the modern practice of medicine is incomplete. Less than 3% of the health budget is spent on prevention.
There is just too much demand for healthcare. You know, 90% of visits to our GPs around preventative lifestyle medicine. So where are the massive campaigns around that chi is medicine, that fitness is medicine, that sleep is medicine? Let's get out there with big campaigns to reduce the demand for healthcare to begin with.
And that is your Wātea English News for this afternoon. Tūrou!